Jerry Bader Show, 10:06. Europe. Final Countdown. Jason's classic cut on a Tuesday. Final thoughts on Paul Ryan. The Journal Sentinel has some excerpts from his book. We shared Saturday's Wall Street Journal piece of his book out today. Politically, the way forward is a summation of long-held, fervent conservative views and policy ideas, combined with calls for civility and a search for whatever bipartisan common ground may be out there. For readers on the right, Ryan offers a broad attack on progressivism across the decades and a sharp denunciation of Barack Obama as a president whose policies present an ideological mission to reorder the human condition through state action, empowering bureaucrats to decide what's best for everyone rather than allowing citizens to govern themselves. He also defends votes he took in Congress that drew conservative criticism, including supporting the new Medicare drug benefit under President George W. Bush and the auto bailout. Now, listen to this quote. Policies represent an ideological mission to reorder the human condition through state action, empowering bureaucrats to decide what's best for everyone rather than allowing citizens to govern themselves. Generally, what he's, again, that government is entirely the problem. I would argue government being the problem has led to some people being the problem. By the way, what he just described there, remember a while back I told you about the book, The Giver, which has become a movie? The movie's getting very good conservative reviews. I've told you, Lois Lowry's a big lib. The Giver is all about this. And I can tell you that I have not seen the movie, but I would recommend it even without seeing it because I'm told it's very loyal to the book. Read the book. Quick read. It is aimed at young teens. But it's amazing that what Paul Ryan describes there, that is the thesis of The Giver. And The Giver, the book upon which the new movie is based, was written by a lib. Early this morning, I and other talk show hosts received this release from Wisconsin Grandsons of Liberty. They have done a textbook study. Now, let me explain that. When you say a textbook study, oftentimes that means, well, that's a textbook study or a typical study in something. No, they studied textbooks. Trying to evaluate Common Core curriculum as it's applied here in Wisconsin. They found something rather disturbing, and it's not exactly with the content of Common Core curriculum, although that too, but the behavior of school districts. Here is the release. The grassroots constitutionalist group Wisconsin Grandsons of Liberty released the results of a 143-day-long study of high school textbooks used in 374 Wisconsin school districts for grades 10 through 12. What are there, about 434 school districts? Something like that. 374 Wisconsin school districts in grades 10 through 12. Textbooks from selected subjects were reviewed for neutrality and accuracy. The subjects included algebra, geometry, U.S. history, world history, civics, world geography, and economics. In the course of conducting the study, the group discovered a disturbing lack of transparency as approximately 37% or more than a third, 37% of the school districts contacted violated Wisconsin open records request law and evidently ignored Wisconsin's textbook accountability law. The group simply requested a small list, 424. I said 434. That wasn't a bad guess. Not bad at all. The group simply requested a small list of textbooks, which according to Wisconsin statute, blah, blah, should exist and be on file with the school district clerk. Yet many districts saw no requirement to abide by Wisconsin open records law and provide part or all of the list of approved and utilized textbooks within the district. Really? Furthermore, since K-12 education spending accounts for 37% of the Wisconsin state budget, this failure to comply with a simple book request by saying that no such record exists destroys all confidence in the education bureaucracies to be good stewards of public property and raises questions about their fiscal responsibility. How can no record of textbooks being used exist? So here's, you know what they did here, don't you? They wanted a list of textbooks. This, I can tell you exactly what happened because this has happened to me in open records request. Open records request does not require you to compile a list that doesn't exist. If you want the records of all of the textbooks used in a district, they don't have to go and collect it if one doesn't already exist. But by state law, one is supposed to exist, according to Grandsons of Liberty. But in many districts, they didn't. And then when they resorted, Grandsons of Liberty, resorted to an open records request, while no such record exists. I have dealt with that over the years. They are not, by law, under open records requests, required to compile or create a record that doesn't exist. They just have to produce one if it exists. So then what you have to do, well, could you please compile a list of all the textbooks you use? Well, we don't have time for that, or we're going to charge you an exorbitant fee, which would not fall under the open records request of reasonable fees. I have been subjected to all of these games. But they go on. Our analysis reveals that Common Core standards, aligned texts for algebra and geometry, were generally neutral. However, non-aligned texts, such as civics, U.S. history, and world history, exhibited some measure of bias. Ultimately, this study shows that the biases and inaccuracies existed in the text prior to adoption of the Common Core standards, and recent citizen involvement to look for inaccuracies in curriculum to malign CCSS clearly show that these issues existed before CCSS. In light of Governor Walker's call for a repeal of Common Core in Wisconsin, we come to a different recommendation. We feel it is more advantageous to conduct a comprehensive audit and detailed fiscal analysis of Wisconsin's seven layers of educational bureaucracy before considering an eighth layer of complexity to the already bloated educational staff structure with the proposed Moral Academic Standards Board. Ultimately, even if the state legislature rejects Common Core, nothing will change at the local level until parents and citizens get involved, because it is the local school boards that adopted the standards in the first place. Then they have the full report. So their recommendation is that repealing Common Core won't do any good. First, they're saying a lot of the bias and inaccuracies that have been linked to Common Core existed in schools before Common Core. And they don't believe this is the answer. They believe that the system by which kids get curriculum was already flawed. And as such, repealing Common Core is not the answer. It's not, in their opinion. I would have to read their full report before I say I agree or disagree with them. But what they're saying is, it's the problem is more complex than that, so the solution has to be more drastic than just surgical removal of Common Core. At least that's the way I'm reading this. As I said, I saw this just before the show. It was sent early this morning. I will take some time and digest the report. We'll probably do a topic on this. By the way, I'm not here tomorrow. Seth Meal is, and I have to keep remembering that. I can't promise that I'll do anything tomorrow. Seth Meal of just taking one day of vacation, back on Thursday. But we'll probably take this up in greater detail, and it will probably have been dissected by others by then. But I find it very interesting. I can't really comment beyond that until then, because I just don't know what they all found. But what they're saying is, look, these These inaccuracies in curriculum are not directly tied to Common Core. They existed before Common Core, and we have a systemic problem that both precedes and eclipses Common Core. It's a very interesting finding. As I said, we'll get to more of it later in the week. Speaking of later in the week, it's only Tuesday, and Scott Walker's already had a pretty darn good week. I will explain that assessment in 5 minutes. It's 10:17.
The Jerry Bader Show.